This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission of India will launch the second round of a special intensive division exercise today, covering 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on February 7, 2026. This marks the second phase of the SIR following its implementation in Bihar, where the final electoral roll containing nearly 7.42 crore names was published on September 30th. The new phase will include the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end this evening. The campaigning will end at 5 p.m. in 121 assembly constituencies spread over 18 districts. Voting for this phase will be held on the 6th of November under tight security. Star campaigners and senior leaders of the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties in the fray will make the last-ditch effort today to woo the voters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has said that Israel will not allow the safe passage of some 200 Hamas terrorists from the Israeli-controlled Rafah area in Gaza, rejecting reports that such a move was being considered. Prime Minister Netanyahu continues his firm stance of disarming Hamas and demilitarizing the Gaza Strip while thwarting terrorist threats against Israeli forces. Romania has expressed its readiness to create a pathway to employ 30,000 skilled Indian professionals every year. Romania expressed its desire to employ skilled Indian professionals during a meeting between Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasad, and Romania's Minister of Labour, Family, Youth and Social Solidarity, Petre Florin Manola, in Bucharest. Both sides took note of Romania's annual requirement for approximately 1 lakh non-EU workers. Republican Congressman and the co-chair of the India Caucus, Rich McCormick, has called for stronger India-US partnership, saying the two nations together could usher in another generation of global peace. Speaking at an event in Hudson Institute, McCormick said that the Trump administration should keep friends like India close to the United States. He also advised the Trump administration on its tariff policy against India, stressing that they should be careful. McCormick also praised India's space program and its achievement of becoming the first country in the world to successfully land a spacecraft near the dark side of the moon in 2023. India Meteorological Department IMD has predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. Similar weather conditions are expected at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana and Uttarakhand. The Met Department has also predicted squally weather conditions over the Andaman Sea, parts of the East Central Bay of Bengal and adjoining areas of the Northeast Bay of Bengal. Meanwhile, the weather agency has also forecast light rainfall at isolated places of Delhi NCR. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 309 recorded at 7 a.m. today. Grandmasters Narayan S.L. and Deeptayan Ghosh won both the Rapid Games to clinch their spots in the second round of the FIDE World Cup 2025, while Arunayak Ghosh joined them with a clinical performance in the second stage of Round 1 tiebreak in Panaji yesterday. 6 Indians had already booked the second round spots on Sunday and will join 8 others who had received a bye in the first round by virtue of being among the top 50 ranked players in the competition. The All India Football Federation, AIFF, has decided that the Indian Women's League, AIWL, will be played in 2 phases. Phase 1 will be held from the 20th of December 2025 to the 6th of January 2026, while Phase 2 will begin on 20th of April and end by the 10th of May next year. The decision was made after the AIFF held a meeting with all 8 IWL clubs on the 30th of October. And that is the end of this news bulletin.